And while I have you, the situation in the UK, I think even if people were managing to stay calm about Omicron, when then everyone saw that Boris Johnson was reacting so strongly to it, given that he's not a man who likes to overreact to anything COVID-y, it's been taken very seriously by him, isn't it?
He's moved like lightning. I mean, this is quite strange for him. I remember doing live reports outside Heathrow in February 2020, watching planes come in from China with 350 people on them. And now, he has moved like lightning on this rapid response. Suddenly, face masks in shops, face masks on public transport, and all this from a prime minister who visited a hospital the week before last and didn't wear one. So
Did
it is
he want an
strange.
excuse to go to so-called Plan B anyway? Is that what's going on?
Look, I think his attitude is anything but lockdown. He will do anything to avoid this country going back into lockdown at Christmas. And I think there's a lot of politics at play here as well, Brendan. He has had an extremely rocky few weeks. I mean, the last 7 days, the Peppa Pig speech, losing it, whispering the words, "Forgive me," for 20 seconds while he lost his pages on a speech in front of the leaders of the Confederation of Business and Industry. He's on very, very thin ice with the Conservative Party at the moment. They've
Okay.
got a bit of a conundrum. They've got a guy who oozes charisma and can win elections, but ultimately, a lot of people are starting to wonder, would they not be better off with Rishi Sunak at the helm? So Boris Johnson has to get this right, and that's why he's moved so quickly.
Yeah, and you got to think that a crisis and an enemy without like Omicron could might be a helpful thing for him at the moment. Okay, Enda Brady of Sky News, good to talk to you as always. Thanks for
Thanks,
that.
Brendan, and you.